This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said pandemics, climate disasters and supply chain disruptions have demonstrated that in today's interconnected world, no crisis remains confined to a single region. Addressing the open session of BRICS Summit at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said BRICS nations have therefore placed special emphasis on enhancing resilience among the grouping. In the session on resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability, Mr. Modi also emphasized on timely identification of challenges, preparations for them and taking immediate action. He said that a consensus has been reached on a BRICS integrated early warning system for the prevention of and response to infectious diseases. He added that early warning data integration guidelines have been formulated for disaster management.
आज के interconnected world में कोई भी संकट एक क्षेत्र तक सीमित नहीं रहता। इसलिए हमने BRICS समूह में resilience बढ़ाने पर विशेष बल दिया है। चुनौतियों को समय रहते पहचानना, उनके लिए तैयार रहना और तुरंत कार्रवाई करना भी उतना ही आवश्यक है। इसी सोच के साथ Infectious disease के prevention और response के लिए BRICS integrated early warning system पर सहमति बनी है। Disaster management के लिए early warning data integration guideline तैयार की गई है।
Prime Minister Modi cautioned that weaponization of technology and critical minerals can become a hurdle for progress. He said BRICS nations have stressed on inclusivity in adoption of technology.
टेक्नोलॉजी और क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स का वेपनाइजेशन हमारी साझा प्रगति में बाधा बन सकता है इसलिए हमने टेक्नोलॉजी के एडॉप्शन में इंक्लूसिविटी पर बल दिया है
मिस्टर मोदी सेड दे हैव सेट अप अ ब्रिक्स डिजिटल सेंटर ऑफ एक्सीलेंस फॉर स्मार्ट ग्रिड्स एंड एनर्जी स्टोरेज व्हिच विल हेल्प मेक क्लीन एनर्जी सिस्टम्स मोर रिलायबल इफिशियंट एंड एक्सेसिबल Prime Minister said that the benefits of solutions developed within BRICS should be made adaptable and accessible to meet the needs of the Global South. Mr. Modi further stated that the BRICS Logistics Supply Chain Cooperation Framework will help make supply chains more reliable and resilient. Under the umbrella of innovation, the BRICS Incubator Network will connect startups and incubators. After the conclusion of the session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral meetings with President of Kazakhstan Kasim Jomart Tokayev, President of Philippines Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr., President of Egypt Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, President of South Africa Cyril Ramaphosa, and President of Burundi Evariste Ndayishimiye. He will also hold meetings with Vice President of Nigeria Kashim Shettima and Vice President of Uganda Jessica Alupo. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today met the Iranian Minister of Economic Affairs and Finance Sayed Ali Madani Jadahe in New Delhi. Ms. Sitharaman thanked Iran's productive engagement in the deliberations in the finance track. The Minister of Finance informed that during the meeting, both sides exchanged views on issues related to economic growth and the potential for cooperation in areas of mutual interest. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall, with extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places in Gujarat today. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over Madhya Pradesh, West Madhya Pradesh, Saurashtra and Kutch during the day. The Met Department predicted heavy rainfall over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Rajasthan, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh, Uttarakhand, West Bengal, Sikkim and parts of Northeast India for the day. In men's cricket, India will begin the three-match T20 international series against Afghanistan today at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. The first match will start at 7 p.m. Indian time. In the Women's T20 Asia Cup cricket final, India will face defending champion Sri Lanka in Dubai this evening at 8 p.m. Indian time. Both India and Sri Lanka have reached the final unbeaten. And that is the end of this news bulletin.